A dental group says Wisconsin really needs to pay more to provide tooth care for low-income people, and the access issues won't necessarily be addressed by locating a dental school in a rural area. Gene Schumacher is president of the Wisconsin Dental Association. That group was originally neutral on the Marshfield location when it was first proposed as an educational facility, not a dental school. Schumacher says this doesn't solve the long-standing issue of what dentists get to care for patients who can't pay.
The biggest cause for dental access issues in the state was directly related to the low reimbursement rates that dentists get for treating people on medical assistance and badger care.
Wisconsin currently has only one dental school. It's at Marquette in Milwaukee. Most dental and medical programs are in urban areas. The president of Marshfield Clinic, Carl Ulrich, says the proposed school would help even things out and may entice graduates to work in less populated areas.
And so the thought is if we train people in less urban areas, the chances of them retaining some sites and professionalism in rural areas would be enhanced.
Ulrich says Marshfield Clinic currently partners with the state on 7 dental sites in northern and central Wisconsin. He says the number of patients who need care in that area is overwhelming and that there's a need for more dentists. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.